Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, December 16th, 2022. Here's the irony in all of this. I said that I want to talk about the law in a little different fashion, not legalistic. I want to talk about the royal law, which I believe is the only kingdom law, the only law in heaven. I think the Bible speaks to this law and this concept. I think that if you boil the Bible down, it is this one law. And I think you can boil the entire Bible down to one word. Not to be trite or, oversimplify, beyond the point of irreducible complexity or anything like that. But I think in simple terms, the royal law is do love, do perfect love. And the one word that categorizes the entire Bible, all 66 books, is love. And you see evidence of this in places, it's referred to as the royal law, the golden rule, the law of Christ, the perfect law, the law of liberty, the law of the Spirit, the commandment of the Lord and Savior, the law of the Lord, the holy commandment, the law of God, the perfect bond of unity. And yet, no one talks about it. You'll find it in passages like James 2:8, 1:25, 2:12, John 13:34 and 35, and 15:12 and 17. John 15, verses 12 and 17. Matthew 7:12, the golden rule. Luke 6:31, Romans 13:8 through 10, and also Romans 8:2, Galatians 6:2. Galatians 5:14 and even 13 and 14. 1 Corinthians 9:21, 2 Peter 3, verse 2, and 2 Peter 2:21, Psalm 1:2, Colossians 3:14. You find it throughout the Bible, and but you won't hear anyone talking about it. I call it the royal law, the one kingdom law. I wanted to talk about that. We'll get back to that, hopefully. But for now, let's go back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. I kind of wanted to take up for you today.
What's that?
We had a Baptist church over there where I live, and he had the biggest children's ministry in the whole town. He had buses. He couldn't even get them on out in the church, so they'd go out and teach them and feed them on the bus. And he put a sign up in front of his church.
He who?
And it, huh?
He who?
A Baptist. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What's the word?
And I'm having trouble hearing you. He who?
Oh, that's why I don't call. Well.
Okay.
But anyway, he put a sign up and it said, don't tell your kids a lie about Santa. Boy, did people come against him. Including a radio host we have here. Oh, he was so mad about that. Then now that radio host is in trouble for lying about something else. So, I guess lying is okay with him. But I think that that was right. I don't think you should do that to kids. I mean, I'm thinking of Christmas cards I got this year. Boy, it's a beach, you know, there isn't any snow. So they showed, I mean, people didn't send them to me. Somebody gave them my name. They think I want a gift every Tom, Dick, and Harry. They send me Christmas cards. And they showed Santa at the beach with a pail of sand and little elves helping. So anyway, and I wanted to tell, if you could hear me at all, if I'm even still on the air, am I?
You are.
Okay. I wanted to tell you where I learned all those songs, and this is dating me for sure. My mother, she was mad at God, and I won't go into why, but she did love Christmas after, especially when she died, she loved it. What happened was in my elementary school, Christine Elementary, they took us to a church. And I remember sitting up in the balcony of the church, and they gave us the words to the song, and they taught us all the Christian songs. Yeah, at Christmas. Yeah, how about that? Mm-hmm. They wouldn't do that now, would they?
They probably wouldn't
not. Do that now. but another thing, too, Chris, I'm going to say it. I don't know if anybody hear it. But I remember a time, which is over 30 years ago, maybe 40, when people were arguing about the mark, and one says, well, it says you can't take the mark and worship the beast. See, so, whatever. They argued about that and argued about it, but I know John Johnson of the Prophecy Club, they've written a small little tiny book, and it says don't take the mark. But I can't remember what it is. So I don't know if you have to worship the beast.
The Prophecy Club, I think, falls into the camp that Mike was talking about, controlled opposition, 100%. So.
Well, people don't like... he has totally memorized the book of Revelation. He has it totally memorized.
He who?
But... John Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Well,
maybe we all should do that.
Pardon?
Maybe we all should do that.
Yeah, I guess so.
As a spirit leads.
But it's good that you're making everybody think about all that stuff because, you know, you can't say, well, I don't speak English. I don't have a Bible. Yeah, right. Right. well, anyway, that was mainly what I wanted to say is that that's how I learned all those Christmas songs like that. I didn't like anybody telling my kids things that weren't true. But I didn't hold it against my mother, you know. I didn't hold it against her. But it did make you say, well, I wonder if I could believe her about anything from now on.
Interesting.
Know? Yeah.
All right. We have other calls, Pat. We got
to
keep on moving. Keep on keeping on. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
I appreciate it, as always. In the interest of time, back to the phones. Lauren in Ohio, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah. You know, as I'm listening to the conversation, if we can just remember to live the way God says live, you have more power. Because what God says works. What the men are telling us to do, none of it works. The doctors, take your COVID shot. Nope, that don't work. The schools, you mentioned Charlotte Iserby. what are we, 44th now in English? We're in the 40s in math, science, English. There's other countries. You know, 40-something countries ahead of us.
If we can believe those numbers, not that we should believe them, but we can see evidence of that all around us, obviously.
Well, no, they're objective tests. They're objective tests.
I don't put complete faith in that. I'm just saying from a practical standpoint, we can – even if I don't trust those numbers entirely, I can still look around and see the reality of what you're saying.
Well, there you go. And so mm-hmm. the whole point is, if the children aren't going to learn to read or write cursive or know history or know the Word of God in the Bible or know, you know, real science, global warming, evolution, are you kidding me? You know, so if we're not going to teach the truth, what are they there for? So mm-hmm. my point is, with God, you know, you're talking about the royal law. It's respect for truth. You know, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. God is. He said, I am that I am. So the truth is what God is. If you wanted to replace Christ-gen with truth-gen, I mean, let everybody join in. You could, you know, although there's power in his name. But my point is, that love and respect of truth, that's the way. That's the real road, the only road. What is? The bricks. Now, then there's the Broadway. And each man who does what he thinks is right in his own mind, this is all these people on the Broadway doing what they're doing, like the man you were mentioning. You know, well, we're all people. None of us are perfect. None of mm-hmm. us are, you know, infallible. And the whole point is, we have to stop trying to do it as some group project. Oh, well, mm-hmm. if we get the right politician in. Oh, well, if we get the right, you know, group of church people going to do blah, blah, blah. No, the battle is within. Will I obey God this day? That's the battle. What is the purpose of our being? It's to praise God, to respect the gift that we've got in a physical body that he gave us and gave us free will to do with it as we would, and a book to tell us how to best use it, how to have life and that more abundantly as we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And the thing is, the devil, the do evil in us, it's the polar opposite, 180 degrees out of phase with what Jesus said do. I liked what Ye West said. He said, Jesus said so, or Jesus said no. And that really, it's just that simple, because we all are different. We're not going to, there is no collective this thing right, wrong, except what is. So life is good. Have the babies, don't kill them. Real food is good because God made the unit and he made what to put in it. So Bill Gates' bugs and genetically engineered RNA food to change your DNA, Noah style, I mean, you know, there's things that are obviously wrong. Each one of us has the ability and the choice to do or to not do. And that's the whole point. We need to simplify this down, because the battling about which church and which person said this or that and what they did in their past, that's not God.
Interesting.
God is truth.
Interesting broadcast today. So Romans 14:12, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. And Matthew 7:21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Quoting Kanye is an interesting kind of... That's an interesting little...
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter who said it if it's true.
Well, you know, that's why I was playing John MacArthur.
Well, I love it. And the thing is, you eat the meat, you spit out the bones. You take
but
the parts that are true.
There's
and iron sharpens
to what
iron.
Said.
We're supposed to...
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think we're doing that today, and I appreciate that. Definitely.
Absolutely. I'm loving this show. I'm loving this. I usually listen and don't call, but I just couldn't help myself today.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Lauren.
Okay, well, do you have other callers? Or?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'll get off and let you know. Let you go.
I appreciate
but,
it.
I really do. The one thing I'll say before I get off is, things are either constructive or they're destructive. God makes more life and that more abundantly. Live, L-I-V-E. Evil destroys. It consumes. That's what the devil's come, to kill, steal, and destroy. So it's mm-hmm. a choice every day what we do. And we need to start looking at how he said to live, you know, and then start trying our best to live that way. Not talk about, well, I'm used to the comfort of the cities. Well, so was Lot.
Yep.
And he had to get saved, didn't he? Anyway.
Amen.
And A, and his wife kept looking back, pining for it. Pillar of salt.
Yep.
Bye.
Yep.
So we
and
do
Jesus
the killing
said,
ourselves.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, we kill ourselves. It's not God punishing you. It's you making choices that cause you bad fruit. And then you're going to blame the one that gave you the book that tells you how to do it right. So I appreciate you, though. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Lauren. Much appreciated, as always. And let's see. Yeah. You know, and speaking of that, Lot and his wife, you know, Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So same kind of thing. Back to the phones. In the interest of time, Larkin, Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, sir.
Just a couple of thoughts. Number one, that word love, that English language word love, it flows from the Bible, at least. I believe from the Aramaic, the Greek, and the Hebrew. Whenever we see that English word love in the Bible, we have to look at the definitions, and their etymologies especially, and from which language. And I think that's a useful exercise. But also, too, by contrasting the Greek definitions for that word love, we find that there's a correlation between the biblical definitions, understandings, meanings for that word love. But there's we should consider that with the Greek definitions of love. They all correlate except for one. And in the Greek, that synonym or definition for the word love that is not included in the Bible is the word mania. So anybody can do a keyword search and look into that. And I can share it with you.
Well, that's, you know, if I could just sort of interject momentarily, it's an interesting discussion because, you know, obviously that has a negative connotation, and I'm not familiar with that. But we know that, I mean, speaking of the definitions of love, there are there were a few different definitions in the Greek, a few terms used for love. We use it generally. They were specific. And even though it's the Koine Greek that we're talking about generally, and the highest expression of love was translated in the King James as charity, and we know that that's been adulterated to now being a pejorative. Basically, when we say charity, we usually are saying something like, you know, I don't want your charity or something like that. So what you're talking about is interesting and probably begs further investigation.
My understanding of the highest expression of that word love is agape.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, not to pile on, I'm going to send you something I recently wrote. I'm going to, of course, send you the comment that I made to a guest post by a man who used to be in the U.S. military, and he is a gamer. He's one of these people that likes to make these animated games, and he's very passionate about it. But my comment to his guest post specifically was trying to make him see that mania can work against you and everybody else that you're caught up with in whatever your endeavors are. And I have a problem with big tech. I find it's very damaging to people, myself included. But the other thing that I'm going to send to you via email, and by the way, I don't know that you even see my emails anymore, Chris, because I lost a phone some time back and lost your contact information, although I still have your email.
Mm-hmm.
But so I don't know that I am ever even touching your world at all when I do occasionally.
I believe so. And, you know, I apologize recently. I'll apologize again. I've been sort of reclusive lately, working on a couple of projects. And actually, just yesterday, so, you know, I keep talking about these archives that I maintain but have not published. It's because I'm working on an archive format. That's a longer story. I actually, you know, on the command line, I accidentally deleted 2 months worth of archives yesterday and recovered some. I've been trying to recover the rest, but that's what happens, you know, when you're sleep deprived and whatever. So anyway, I'll finish that thought when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
The Morton. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here. Until the Son of God appear, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee,
Welcome back. All right, so to finish that thought, only to say, you know, I have been not as effective in well, I've been ineffective in communicating. So I apologize to you, Lark, to Larry, to Rhonda, to David, you know, everybody that's sent emails. It probably feels like, you know, are these going nowhere? I'm just in the throes of a couple of projects trying to get stuff done. So Just for posterity's sake, the email address, best email address is Road Warrior Radio Host, rwrhost at therwr.com, therwr.com. Anyway.
Oh, very good. I generally speaking don't like to insert myself into other people's lives pretty much at all. So
I try to live by the same rule.
Yeah. Anyway, the second thought I wanted to bring
isn't
your attention
funny?
To...
Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny if I may? You know, I think it's funny when you first call it the you know, when you first start to kind of go down the truth movement, the truther rabbit trail, or whatever you want to call it, you first start to kind of realize things are not as we're led to believe. In fact, they're the polar opposite. They really are. And you start trying to tell people and you start reaching out, and then there are people who you know are they have more on the ball than you perhaps, and you know, been at it longer certainly, and so you try to reach out to them and glean some of their knowledge and wisdom. And then as time goes on, and when you do that early on, I think you reach out to some of those folks and they are reclusive, and they kind of seem like, you know, I don't know, Gene Hackman's character in Enemy of the State kind of thing. Not easily reachable, or what's his name, Faulkner in War Games or whatever, depicted always this sort of way, you know, reclusive, hermit kind of people. And you wonder, you know, gosh, you know so much, why wouldn't you share out? And then you go through your own life experience and you start to gradually drift in that direction. You know, we all make our own decisions and we all got to do our own homework. And so, you know, it's funny how that whole process works, I think.
Well, the other thing I wanted to bring up, so I'm going to send you that comment to the post that I mm-hmm. just referenced about the word love.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also going to send you something called Applied Systems Analysis, Cybernetics and Memetics, where I try to draw together some patterns and threads, correlative elements, to some pieces, some entries at my website. And I think it would be particularly interesting for you, but it begins with a quote. It's simply, I got an idea. Call it applied systems analysis, because nobody will know what it means. We had a clean slate. And of course, I provide the history of this word, or these words, tabula rasa,
mm-hmm.
and how that means clean slate or scraped tablet.
Mm-hmm.
But where this ties into your discussion today is I begin by looking at the entry called The Coalescence of Cybernetics at my website, the other being The Art of Memetics. But there is a timeline that's put out by the American Cybernetic Society. And the first two go back to 6th century BC, where we talk about Pythagoras
mm-hmm.
and Marmenides.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, this idea of mathematical modeling,
mm-hmm.
As well as this idea of the oneness or one state or holism or, shall we say, monism,
mm-hmm.
which you've
exactly.
discussed in the past.
Yep.
But anyway, this is where it ties together with the John MacArthur and your caller. Again, referencing John MacArthur Exposed.
Yeah, Mike in Nebraska in the first hour.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there's a part in that. If you just look up John MacArthur Exposed, or you do a search for John MacArthur Exposed, Peter Drucker.
Let's finish that. On the other side of the break, I guess we're on a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Handle the truth. Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Welcome back. All right. So the citations. Can we do those again, Lark?
Sure. I can finish up here. Do you have another caller, Chris?
I don't think so at the moment.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to finish up. I apologize for being wordy.
Not at all.
The section that I'm referencing here is from John MacArthur Exposed. Is a Bolden part that
the book you're talking about, right?
I'm sorry?
The book? Basically what became a book?
Yeah, I didn't realize it became a book. But I'm referencing something that can be found easily on the internet.
Yeah. I think it did. Maybe I'm misremembering that, but in any case, yeah, it's a post at Blogspot, something blogspot.com, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, if you just do a search, John mm-hmm. MacArthur exposed. It's from 2009.
Yeah,
but it's well worth reading because it ties in with a lot of my own research, you know, over the years. Mm-hmm. But this part is called Peter Drucker, the Kabbalah and Total Quality Management, or TQM. Remember, Peter Drucker has been called the father of scientific management, along with Frederick Winslow Taylor and William Edwards Deming.
Mm-hmm.
He was a big fan of Abraham Maslow. But anyway, this section begins, and if I might, I just read it real quick. It should take about a minute, if that's all right.
By all means.
Because it ties for the listener, it ties together your thoughts of these past few weeks, but then also to the past, and once you've spoken out about communitarianism, one of the few mm-hmm. hosts on this network who's consistently done that from time to time over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I applaud you for that, because, to be quite honest with you, Chris, it is Christians that I find to be the most closed-minded to the things that I have been trying to impart
for
a dozen years on this network.
Therein lies the delicate balance that I'm talking about. You know, to be legalistic is to be sclerotic, which is not – it's unbiblical, it's unchristian. To be licentious is equally unchristian and unbiblical. And, you know, the balance, I think, is to rest in the abundantly capable hands of the Holy Spirit. And I think of passages that I've mentioned, you know, when we have a Romans 14 discussion, you know, what I would call Christian liberty, which, you know, brings to mind the law kind of conversation. Especially yesterday's broadcast, day before. But I always think of Colossians 2:16 and 17. Therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink, or in respect to festival or new moon Sabbath, or those kinds of things. Verse 17 says, "Things which are a mere shadow of which is a shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ." And similarly, this week I mentioned Philippians 1:28 in the NASB. Basically, you know, it's just stuff. And so Philippians 1:28 says in the NASB, "In no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you, and that too from God." So if we know and we act accordingly, we take correct action, then we don't necessarily, I mean, if a person is compelled, I'm not going to deny that. You know, if you have a watchman on the wall impulse, for example, this is not to deny that. But, you know, generally speaking, it doesn't mean we all need to be quixotic and go out and start windmill tipping. We just need to take right action personally, whatever that means for each one of us. And as minuscule and, I don't know, inconsequential as that might sound, it actually changes everything. I mean, you look at the Anabaptist community, for example. They are not plagued, generally speaking, by the same things the rest of the broader Western world is. And there's a reason. It's not just because they're Luddites. So hopefully I'm not sidetracking your point.
Well, yeah, that's it. I could comment about that word Luddites, but I'll forego for the moment. You know, from where I stand, I mean, as you know, I live about a mile from University of Texas, Dallas, about 3 miles from Texas Instruments. You know, Dallas is the home of a 20-year ministry and the building of C.I. Scofield,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's the home of the Dallas Theological Baptist Seminary, or Baptist Theological Seminary, 1924. And so I see this all around me, and it, you know, it's disheartening, to say the least, you know, going back to that word mania, and, you know, this corruption of the word or the way and the Bible and so forth. I mean, Dallas is like, I mean, I'm right in the middle of it. But here, if I might, I'm just going to read this quickly to tie for the listeners, your efforts to expose communitarianism and the things that you're discussing today. It begins, remember the section is John MacArthur exposed Peter Drucker. Just do a search for those keywords and you'll find it. Peter Drucker, the Kabbalah and Total Quality Management. Communitarians refer to the creation of a world government as the effort to create a quote-unquote healthy society. The goal of the church growth movement is to manipulate Christians and churches into this healthy society. Quote-unquote health-based language is sometimes used in the church growth movement. Some church growth leaders desire quote-unquote healthy churches and quote-unquote healthy congregations made up of healthy Christians. A healthy church would be one in which all members are willing to compromise the word of God for the common good. Communitarians believe that attaining a healthy society involves the successful merger of the three sectors of society. It requires a merger of the government sector, the private sectors, that would be business, also maybe the universities, colleges, and the social sector, which includes the churches and the public schools. This merger is also known as Drucker's three-legged stool, named after its main proponent, Peter Drucker, who is considered to be the father of modern management. And here's the conclusion. Peter Drucker, like Amitai Etzioni, was a communitarian and was also a student of Kabbalah. So that's what I wanted to impart today.
I appreciate it. And so, you know, the bottom line in all of this, all of it, no matter who it is, you know, we shouldn't engage in the worship of men, so to speak. And I think you and I agree that demagoguery is never a good thing. It always runs amok. But as I have said, you know, the delineating line for the Christian is simple. In Romans 12, you know, Paul says, people say, well, how am I supposed to know? You know, how am I supposed to know God's will? Romans 12, 1 and 2, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? So that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. And so, you know, the bottom line is simply this. What, you know, speaking for the Christian specifically, what is the delineating line? And it's always the question, who decides? To me, communitarianism is a hybrid, a kind of synthesis, a synthetic hybrid of communism and all of the other awful things. But it's a man-made thing. Really, it's a satanic thing. But it's a man-made thing that is a counterfeit of Acts chapter 2, the Pentecostal moment where, like the slogan of communism, from each according to his ability to each according to his needs, you can look at what's happening in Acts chapter 2 and say, well, that sounds exactly like what Karl Marx said. You know, from each according to his ability to each according to his need. But who is deciding? In Acts chapter 2, it's the Holy Spirit that's impressing this on people privately and separately. But then, as you said, you know, who decides what constitutes healthy churches, healthy Christians, the common good? Who decides? And in this case, no, it's clearly not the Holy Spirit.
I think you put that perfectly, and you said that often, and I concur. But Anyway, for anyone listening that would like to receive the same emails that I'm going to send to you, Chris, just say hi. You can reach me at alarkintexas, at gmail.com. And I'll forward these same emails to y'all that you who are listening and would care to know.
Appreciate it. Before I forget, because I keep not asking you, do you have, and this is a rhetorical question, it's you I'm asking, but do you have a working definition for mania?
Well, I prefer to read from the works of the Greek's definition for that word.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have it at my fingertips, but anybody, you know, you can look this up, for example, the word mania, mm-hmm, by going to Etymology Online and E-T-Y-M. Shoot, I can't think.
It's E-T-Y-M-O-N-L-I-N-E, right? Etym Online is what it is.
Yeah, Etymology Online, and then just type in the word mania. So if you just type in etymology, E-T-Y-M-O-L-O-G-Y, online, and then the word mania, it'll pop up for you.
So I have late 14th century mental derangement. And this also calls to mind, you know, the things, let's see, what? Oh, whoops.
And remember, this is a synonym. This is a synonym for that word love, remember, in the Greek.
Well, I'm curious to do some homework on that. I'm curious to explore the Strong's root on that. But it reminds me of the two posts that I wrote. One was We're All Cats Now, and the other one was, what is it, COVID-19 Full Circle, I think. We're All Cats Now and Full Circle, where the We're All Cats Now was the depiction of the dancing mania on the pilgrimage of the epileptics, the Molenbeek deal that Peter Bruegel depicted, which is interesting because Bruegel is also the guy who, you know, I think it's the same Peter Bruegel, the Tower of Babel and the other stuff that I mentioned recently. But so the dance, you know, corporate mania, and then on the COVID-19 Full Circle article, I featured a picture of, the opening pages of the Manipulation of Human Behavior by Biderman and Zimmer, and mentioned Gustave Le Bon's, you know, The Crowd, A Study of the Popular Mind, and Matthias de Smet talking about basically what happened, the episode of menticide that the COVID shenanigans represent.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, that's very good. Another way to find this easily on the internet is, remember there are six definitions for that English word love found in the Bible, but there's seven definitions according to the Greek language. Bear in mind that there have been some pop psychologists over the years that have added to those six definitions for the word love as found in the Bible as well. But that's interesting that would be an interesting study. Although I think you've already done good work, as you indicate to date, on that topic. Mania it's a kind of a madness. and it can affect the individual just as much as a population, a large population. And so, I mean, that's what I assert, is this mania has taken hold, you know, that we're being buffalo jumped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a people, as individuals. Mm-hmm. And we're embracing the artifice in favor of the real.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a danger in all that. And I wouldn't describe myself as a Luddite. I'm hardly a Luddite. Few people that you know or anybody else you know has had the opportunity for nearly 15 years to be able to do research without worrying about having to make a buck.
Well, I was being cheeky a little bit. It's, you know, not a pejorative. We're headed into a break. Let's finish this when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile, until
shut
Welcome back. And this is the final segment. Final thoughts, Lark?
Oh, well, I feel guilty because I've been on the air so long with you. So
I think it was edifying. I think it was good, personally.
Well, so I'll just go ahead, please.
A couple of quick things. Luddite, I said I was being cheeky. A point of clarification, I would say parenthetically, not a technophobe, but someone who, understanding the cybernetic impulse, exercises a healthy reservation concerning every technology, not taking every snake oil sales pitch as gospel, as we're encouraged to do. And on mania, if I understand you correctly, I think of, basically kind of the word unbalanced, or, you know, madness, frenzy, an overzealous enthusiasm. And I think of the example of Isaiah in Isaiah 6 when he says in verse 8, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send and who will go for us?' And Isaiah says, 'Then I said, Here I am, send me!'" Exclamation mark. And immediately God says, go and tell this people. And Isaiah is from an affluent family, so he's supposed to go tell the people, keep on listening, but do not perceive, keep on looking, do not understand. Anyway, it's a rebuke. And so his response, he says, "Then I said, Lord, how long?" And I feel like that's kind of a lament where he goes, you know, maybe I got a little carried away there. And I would juxtapose that with, that I would call unbalanced. I would juxtapose that with Psalm 15:4. Psalm 15 is a very short psalm of David who gets to hang out with the Lord. You know, "O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill?" Psalm 15:4b says, "He who swears, he swears to his own hurt and does not change." A picture of Christ, obviously, but it's not calculated, but he has counted the cost and he's not overzealous.
Well, we'd all do well to remember that oftentimes the most successful liars are those who surround themselves with the thickest mantle of truth.
Amen.
But I'm going to send these by email to you. Mm-hmm. See if I can reestablish a little bit of a connect.
Yeah.
With you, because I think you would appreciate these. And again, for your listeners, email is alarkintexas@gmail.com, and I'll send the same things to you as well. But very great. I would love your shows these past few weeks and the things that you're discussing. But
thank
I just
you,
wanted
sir.
To point out to you that from where I sit, it's the church and this mania for big tech, which are really the greatest threats to America today.
Right on. I appreciate it. Thank you, Lark. Thanks to everybody. You, Lark, Lauren, Pat, Mike, Fred. Have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.